Good afternoon, Austin.
Good afternoon to yourself.
And how are you doing? How are things?
Not too bad at all.
Okay, now we're celebrating this year the 25th anniversary of Near FM. How long have you been involved?
Well, since the very beginning. Since nearly the very beginning. Yeah. Now, since we got the license 25 years ago. But it took 12 years to get the license, and a little longer than that.
Yeah.
So, it's been around there. But it doesn't feel like 25 years.
No, it never does, Austin.
No, it feels like 25 minutes or 25 days.
Yeah. Time's flying, especially
now.
Yeah,
time is fugitive.
Yeah, telling you. So how did you get involved?
Well, I got involved particularly. Now, we had a band up here, a marching band, and we got invited down to a pirate radio. Now, I'm not saying that in a very squeaky voice, a pirate radio station. And I got interested in, I was always interested in radio, and I had been on radio before and all that type of thing. And I got interested in the concept of Near FM, which was to give the ordinary people a voice, to empower people, in other words.
Yeah.
And there was three platforms, you know. There was education, information, and entertainment.
Yeah, and we're still doing it.
Yeah.
So what was your first show? I know you're presenting senior citizens.
I did a brass band show for about 12 years. We played brass band music and all sorts of marching music and all sorts of, well, and it wasn't confined to that, but it was different types of music. And we used to do vox pops when we got some rants after having several pub quizzes and all sorts of fundraising to buy a Marantz, which was a recording device at that time. It's top of the range and top price as well, and everything had to be, funded for, and there was all sorts of things we used to run, and we used to sell shares, and we used to do put tables up in supermarkets and advertise ourselves and all this type of thing, but that's all long ago.
Yeah. And the studio that Near FM started off in.
We were down at the other end of, not too far from where you are now, down at the school, and we had a studio there, and built a studio, and Mr. Teeling and myself and Jack Bourne, and it was actually a classroom, and we knocked a hole in the wall and put a glass panel in it, and we had a studio, recording studio, and a studio outside. It was very fun. Then we moved to the other end of the building, and eventually we got into the new building, and it wasn't even built at the time. It was just a waste plot at the time. But eventually we got into our premises, and we've been there since I don't know how long.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had people in who were in other radio stations, and they're very pleasantly surprised when they see the setup here in the Civic Centre.
Well, we started off from very, very humble beginnings, I can tell you.
Yeah. Listen, there's a message here for you, Austin, from Ursula. She said it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Who?
Ursula.
Ursula? Do I know Ursula?
Oh, yeah, Ursula's a regular visitor. She.
Yes, I remember Ursula.
So you started off doing brass bands, a show on brass bands.
We used to do everything. We used to vox pops and elections and all sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah. And now you're presenting senior citizens.
Paul Murray and myself.
Yeah.
And we've been at that for,
A good while, anyway.
Well, it's a good while.
Yeah.
I don't count the years anyway.
No, no, you stop after a while, don't you? And listen, how did that come about, the senior citizens show?
Well, it was actually Kieran asked me to do it. It must have been 10 or 12 years ago. And I was interested in organisations that looked after the senior citizens. Well, we called them old fogies at the time, or we called them every other thing, and it was always about the pension we were on about and this type of thing. We're still on about it, believe it or not. And I got interested in that way, and Kieran asked me to do a programme, and it used to be on Saturday, and we moved to Monday.
Yeah, and I know Jackie High from Citizens Information drops into you every now and then as well.
Well, every now and then, and Jackie is very, 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 very useful. She brings us all the latest information of what you're entitled to and what you may not be entitled to, and she drops down to us and gives us all the latest if whatever grants are available and whatever you can apply for. And there's a multitude of stuff that quite a lot of people don't know about. You suggest something to a person that you shouldn't apply for that. I don't think a bird would be entitled to that. But you'd be surprised what you'd be entitled to.
Yeah, no, I had Jackie in. Well, she wasn't in. She was on the phone earlier on, and she's a Citizens Information. They're a great service, and Mab's up there as well.
And she just comes down, does the thing, and is gone.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's available now on the phone if you want to contact her.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, now with all this cancooning and all this.
Cancooning.
Do you like the way
cancooning,
I made that? With the social distancing and all that type of thing. Now, it is getting very worrying. It looks like this. Well, there have been indications from all different sources that this thing might be with us for 6 months. Now, the impact on the senior citizens, particularly coming into the winter now, it's a gorgeous day. I'm looking out the window at the sunshine at the moment.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous day outside at the moment. At least the sun is shining and that lifts the spirits. But on a dark, dismal, damp, rotten day, it can be a downer for senior citizens. And particularly if it is a prolonged period of it, And we try and put on a bit of music to liven things up and that type of thing,
Yeah, well, I'm sure people are delighted that they can tune in and listen to the Senior Citizens Show. I know there's a Cocoon Tunes as well on the week, John, on Thursdays with Madeline Ebbs upstairs.
Yeah, well, the next couple of months now will be, I think, crucial for quite a lot of... I was going to say elderly people, but we call them senior citizens. There's no such
sounds
thing
better
as an elderly person.
And you're very active in the community, Austin. You're involved.
Well, I was.
You're involved in residents' associations and things like that.
Yeah, and we've a lot of things coming down the road now with the Oscar Trainer site and all that now at the moment, but that's beside the point. That's nothing to do with the radio.
No, it hasn't. Well, it has, because I've discussed it numerous occasions. You're still presenting the show.
Yeah, well, but it was just Paul and myself,
Well, I don't know Paul, because I think I had retired before Paul started.
Paul Murray's, we do a bit, and he's a very... It's actually a poet, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's written poetry and published poetry. Now, I might as well be looking at at the Squires regarding poetry.
Yeah,
but he's very good at that type of thing. And, you know, we'd be bouncing off one another. It hasn't come to blows yet.
Yeah. It probably will be. Well, we'll come to blows one of these days.
50 cups of dawn out in the car park.
And the stress gets to everybody. So,
yeah.
Listen, but it's hard to believe it's 25 years, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. And, you know, we're all looking forward to the future, whatever the future is going to bring. But 25 years, now, it seems to have gone in a blink, you know. And the radio station as such, you know, which started off with very humble beginnings, very, very humble beginnings, and quite a lot of hard work and running around and doing, trying to, you know, get support for a radio station. And, of course, the establishment of, at the time was, you know, radio station for the community. What are you talking about? They don't know how to communicate with people, but we proved them wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's great stuff happening, and hopefully, as you say, further down the line there'll be more happening. And it's an awful pity as well, the way things are, that we're not celebrating. We're not all together celebrating.
That is, you know. But I've no doubt when this thing goes, there's always the 26th, you know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Okay.
And it seems only yesterday we were celebrating the 10th.
That's true, Anyway, is there anything you'd like to add, Austin?
No, but at least the Near FM have given an idea for quite a lot of future projects. In general, I mean, right across the country. And there are quite a lot of community radio stations around. They may not be on the same scale as ourselves, but we wish them all the very best. And we do try and contact them every now and then, and we do bits and pieces from different radio stations, community radio stations in different places, and find out what's happening down there, which might be entirely different from what's happening up here, you know?
Yeah.
Particularly Donegal and all that type of thing. this type of communications is, we think, is essential for, you know, for the ongoing of society as such, you know. People have to be empowered, and that's what the radio station is there for.
It is, and it's amazing the amount of people that actually still listen to radio.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And all the other digital.
Yeah,
well, everything.
Yeah. But everything else that's going on.
Which I get lost in.
Oh, yeah, myself is kind of the same. But anyway, Austin, listen, thanks very much for taking the call. And hopefully we'll meet up again when things get back to normal.
Yeah, and you're welcome wish you all the very best. And let's hope that things tidy up or get better sooner than later.
Yeah, sooner rather than later. Okay, listen, take care, Austin. And once again, thanks very much for taking the call.
Right, bye.
Bye. Right there, our very own Austin McKay there, presenter of Near FM's Senior Citizens Programme.